Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Hello there, callers. We are so glad that you can come and be with us on today. Today is Wednesday. This is National Detroit Weekly, a current affairs program with opinions and commentary, news and information hosted by Michael, Jazz Foyt, Van Tool, and Harold Sullivan, the blogger, and Pastor Shauna Taylor, and our special guest, Renee Cunningham, the legacy protector.
All right. My name is Michael Van Tool. Thank you for joining us on the show. And let me just say this. First of all, thank you so much to all of you that have responded and wished me a happy birthday today. Thank you. And I saw a lot of names. And as I looked at your names on Facebook, I remembered your faces and I remembered how we worked together and over the years or went to school together. So I remember you, and I know it's hard to reply to each individual person, so I'm saying it now, and thank you. Thank you again for those kind words for my birthday celebration. Again, this is National Detroit Weekly, and one of the good things that I like about National Detroit is that you can listen to it now, but Pastor Taylor, you can turn around and listen to it tomorrow and the next day, and Blog Talk Radio is available every day throughout the year. So you can go back and listen to the past episodes, and we know that a lot of our listeners listen to us, not just today, but a lot of listeners pick it up throughout the week, and you can go back. Either if you can go on Blog Talk Radio or you go on my Facebook page, you can go on Pastor Taylor's Facebook page, and you can click on to the ad, and you can hear the shows. And if you go to blogtalk.com, you can listen to any of the past editions. But I'm so excited, that you're here with us today. And,
we want to say Happy New Year to each of our callers on today.
Happy New Year. Harold Sullivan, are you there?
I am here. Happy New Year, you guys.
Great.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. As we said earlier, Renee Cunningham, the legacy protector, is here. She's an expert on asset and income protection. We're going to be talking to her. Harold, what's on your mind tonight? Because I've got a list of things that I want to talk about, and I know you've got some things you wanted to share too.
Yeah, I know Ms. Cunningham is probably going to be in the same wheelhouse since we now are at the beginning of a brand new year. I had shared some things a little bit earlier, Mike. Don't know if you happened to get them through the pipeline, but I was intrigued because of the fact that on January 1st, the state of Michigan saw fit to levy a 7.3 cents gas tax increase, and it took the state of Michigan into one of the higher stratospheres, if you will, with respect to gasoline prices in the nation. We are now locked in there somewhere in the top 15 states in terms of the price of gasoline. And if you didn't fill up the day before the holiday, you woke up the following day, or if you haven't been out in a couple of days and you drove by gas stations today, and you happen to see the gas prices were about $2.32, $2.35, all the way as high as $2.39, I saw, then you are in for a bit of a shock. Also,
was it a good idea? Because, it's supposed to fix the roads.
What I heard earlier today is although these monies are going towards the repair of Michigan roads, the actual levy of dollars going toward those repairs won't take place for another couple of years. And I guess that's to build up the storehouse of funds so that the actual road work can begin. So, that's something to look forward to. And we looked at, they call it the Everyday Price Index, the EPI. So there were some really interesting things on there, Mike, with respect to some of our everyday living expenses and how the expenditure categories for such things as food at home, food away from home, alcoholic beverages, fuels and utilities, housekeeping supplies, domestic services, gardening and lawn care. All of these things are going to, of course, be affected by the everyday price increase or index. And that was a very interesting article that I happened to see. I know I sent it to you kind of late in the game, but I mean, this is something that you probably saw it. Mm-hmm. And then with Ms. Cunningham, I'm very sure that she's familiar with so many of these things. May I add just one more thing as we kind of set up the categories for tonight?
Sure.
We have categories, do we? But I was on Facebook, and there was a friend who put out a thread on Facebook, and he asked the question, which would you rather pay, your life insurance policy or your cable bill? Well,
you're talking about priorities now. That's a good conversation.
Uh-oh.
Yes,
Carol,
love it.
Carol, you just started something.
That's right. You woke me up. Let's talk.
People did say, for the most part, they did say life insurance. But there was a surprising number of individuals who said they had to pay their cable because they had to see Love and Hip Hop.
And so priorities.
Wow. As we go into the new year, we got to be mindful.
Yes. Wow.
We do. It's our priorities, Harold. I think the thing that makes it so unique, if they got a Fire Stick, they wouldn't have to pay that $200 cable bill and still be able to afford life insurance. How about that?
See, I knew, Renee, you were ready for this.
Let's talk about the cell phone bill and all the new iPhones and their iPhoneism that keeps increasing every 6 months you get a new edition that our children have to have. We can definitely talk about what's priorities.
Priorities, absolutely. And look, we're going to talk about it in a second. Harold, I was looking through some of the news reports today. Obama is ready to call the new health care program Trump Care. There's some warnings of the Trump-Putin alliance in Russia, and I think we need to take this seriously. Megyn Kelly is leaving Fox for NBC. Mariah Carey had a production meltdown on live TV. Yeah, on New Year's Eve.
Well, she can't sing.
At 11:40, she took the stage, and but this is not the first time. I've saw some other she was losing her voice on a concert previous to this. There's some issues with Mariah Carey. Sears is in real trouble, and I don't think Sears has much time left, if maybe a couple more years, but they're continuing to close Sears stores. I know of a senior executive in Michigan that left. I knew her personally. She recently left, and I wondered why. She didn't tell me, but I think I know now. Sears is continually closing stores, so Sears is in trouble. And the last time I walked into Sears, it looked like I was stepping back into the 70s. So, you know, if that's the feeling that people get when they walk in there, then it's got to get updated. And I don't know if they are able to do this in time. It's like the Titanic trying to turn around. It's hard to do it after you've already hit the iceberg.
It's like that.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No. I think it's hard to. I don't know if they're capable of turning in. Maybe too late, honestly. Maybe too late. Harold, before Renee goes into starts responding to all this stuff about cable and hip hop, Love and Hip Hop in LA, all this kind of stuff, and Housewives of Atlanta, and what's more important to us than our life insurance and our future. I just want to mention about some of our other supporters on the program and other sponsors too, like Attorney Cliff Paschal.
Attorney Cliff Pascoe. He is the pastor's choice. He is specialized in serving pastors, churches, and congregations with excellence in legal representation. We are intimately aware of your needs and stand ready to serve. That's what they say, and that's what they go by. They've been in business over 30 years of serving the Christian community. Their expertise is professional negligence, malpractice, medical, dental, legal, accounting, securities, engineering, architectural, and pharmaceutical. Personal injury, automobile, pedestrian, motorcycle accidents, truck accidents, construction site accidents, and also probate and estate planning, wills, trust, power of attorney, guardianship, and conservators. Personal matters, real estate transactions, estate planning, family and domestic law, misdemeanors and felony defenses, traffic citations and drunk driving offenses, and bankruptcy, and consumers' rights, landlord-tenant act, family law, grandparenting rights, divorce, child custody, child support, business litigation, business tort litigation, dispute resolution and negotiation, contract and consumer law, civil rights, police, and misconduct. Pascoe, Haskell and Tashman, and Walker, they are our choice.
What was that again? Pascoe?
Tashman and Walker, they are our choice.
Okay. All right. Maybe I wasn't listening.
Our next announcement is Deacon Mo. Everybody start calling Deacon Mo because right now he got some specials on the table. You have a 0% interest rate depending on your credit. His name is Deacon Mo. His number is 248-226-2566. You can also email him, maurice.houston@avisford.com. They are even open on Saturdays, full service Quick Lane Body Shop. But you want to definitely go in there right now. It's the new year, and this is the time where they're trying to get rid of 2017. This is your blessing. 16. Oh, well, they probably got 2017, too.
But they're not trying – well, okay. Well, they're trying to get rid of the old models.
Probably new ones, too.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Donna, get your wife, get your husband a car. Hurry up, run on down to Deacon Mo and ask for it.
Okay, Renee Cunningham is here. We call her the Legacy Protector because she can help preserve your income and wealth into the future. It's about planning for your financial future. Renee Cunningham, go ahead and respond to this, what Harold was talking about earlier, and that is people having misplaced priorities about their future.
Well, thank you so very much. I think the good thing about this conversation, and I'm glad that your friend on Facebook put it out there, is the beginning of the year. A lot of people are trying to get things in order. We all know what we're supposed to do, but doing it is another thing. I kind of liken it to tangible and intangible assets. We are instant gratification society. So love and hip hop and the blinged out cell phone and the latest pair of jeans or the newest outfit that's out there. It's something that we can touch. It's tangible. It's something that can say I can put on my back and I have it versus something that's intangible. Life insurance. We're glad when our grandparents leave us this legacy, but we don't think about preparing for the next future. This Christmas holiday itself or holiday season, it was very, very interesting. I put out a post regarding being a legacy protector and passing it on to the next generation. The priorities of our current generation that we have, the average person nowadays have one child in their home. And if they have that one child in their home, they're trying to give them the best. They're either trying to make sure they get involved in every activity that's out there, soccer, baseball, swimming, everything, or they're trying to make sure they got everything that their parents couldn't give them. And what that does to us on the outside, it gives us that instant gratification from our children. Oh, you love me. Oh, you want to be with me. But if you love your child enough, you should want to leave something when you're not there.
Yeah.
And making sure that they have something to say, I have a kiss from the grave. My mom or my dad or my grandfather, my papa loved me enough to put this money aside for me.
Yeah.
I just left a home of a Chaldean family in the Dearborn area. And the thing that I thought that was very, very poignant about her conversation is that we talked about the life insurance she has, but she said, Renee, I actually sat down this year and wrote down where my bank accounts were. What the balances are, where the deeds are to the house, where the ATM, you know, the PIN numbers. and where the life insurance were, which one, how to contact this one. We don't have those conversations with people. And it's almost as if that, Harold, you probably heard this before, you're trying to get in my business. Oh, you're trying to kill me. Just put me in the backyard. We got to get past that. Our mind, and we want the latest thing that's out here. We want the thing that's trending. Education is trending. Providing for our family for the long term is trending. Are you prepared for that? And most of us, sadly, are not.
All right.
You know,
I guess so GoFundMe request. You know, you watch the news.
Oh, you've been reading my Facebook page. That's right. GoFundMe is not life insurance, people. It is not life insurance. We are so reactive instead of being proactive.
Harold, I see. Harold, you must have been doing your research. You must have been doing your research on Renee Cunningham today, because these are things that Renee talks about all the time, and we've covered it on other programs with her too. And you are hitting some hot spots tonight, Harold.
Yes, you are.
Just ask Renee, how does that work out? I mean, does that fare well? The GoFundMe accounts. Do people actually see? I don't want to call it reward, but do they get the necessary help as a result of posting a GoFundMe account?
Not right away.
No, not right away. Most funeral homes want payment immediately. Mm-hmm. If you do not make your payment to your funeral, they can charge you up to 24.5% after 30 days.
Wow.
Oh.
That is ridiculous.
Wow.
So I'm waiting on you. I'm begging my family and friends. Oh, I can put it to you like this. I'm married and been married for 19 years. One thing that I know that Mr. Cunningham does not want me to do is to ask another man for anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
So how do we put leave our women in this type of predicament? We don't even think about when you die, your paycheck dies. How are we going to guarantee to have that internal income coming in? We don't, because we're not being proactive. Honey, let me sit down and talk to you. I know that I love the way you cook for me this holiday season. That greens was good with that fat back in there. And I love the way you made that, you know, those ribs for me. Next month, I may have to go to the doctor to increase my high blood pressure medicine, which causes me not to be prepared to pay for this life insurance. How are we going to change this around? We want to be healthy in January. We want to make sure our finances are together, and we want to make sure that our health is together. But we don't think about after the grave. How am I supposed to live? Harold, you probably heard this as well. Some of my senior people say, well, I don't want the next man to come in and live off of what I left her.
Mm.
How do you answer that?
Mm. Mm, I hadn't thought about that one. Why don't you answer it for us?
By protecting her and loving her enough to want her to live on, or want him to live on. Just
exactly.
As you were talking about the tax earlier, I will look that up for you, that Michigan tax. So many individuals don't realize that tax, the gas price itself has went up so much that people are putting $10 in their tank, $5 in their tank, trying to make it.
Right.
That means the cost of living is going up.
Yep.
So if you're talking about the average funeral in the Michigan today, earth burial is $15,000. And if you die up north, you got to defrost the ground. It's more than that. And then you get a lot of people talking about these cremations. Oh, I'm going to get a cremation. You can get that anywhere between $1,000 to $3,000. You know, directors are taking a pay cut. So in the next 2 years, they're actually going to increase it. As we live and as people, this is going to be outrageous to pay for someone to die.
Mm-hmm.
We have to do better.
You got to be ready. You got to put that money aside. You got to have, I don't have a policy that's going to leave hundreds of thousands of dollars. I'm ashamed to say. But if should something happen, my family will not have to go passing the hat around. I recall my mom saying years and years ago, she said, you know, when my time comes, don't leave me out 7, 8, 9, 10 days.
Yes.
Just take care, take care of. Money is there. And if Cousin Bobo from Mississippi and them can't get here, they'll just have to miss out. And when my mom passed away, she passed away on a Sunday. we were fortunate enough to have the funeral and the going away services that coming Thursday, that very next Thursday. Probably could have done it that Wednesday had the church not been obligated to another affair. But, you know, prolonging that grief is very, very, very hard to do. And one of the things that we did 2 years ago when we had our family reunion here in Michigan, we actually spent 45 minutes during our reception. That was the first thing that took place during our family reunion, and we actually had a person on hand who could talk to our family about estate planning, and they could just take it home with them wherever they were, but just to get it into the minds of people that this is an important thing, because we want to see you at our next – the next time we see you, we want to see you at a family gathering. We want to see you at something fun, not at Cousin Joe's funeral.
That is right. And you have so many families. The only time I see you is at the repast. The state admission, well, the Social Security admission is only giving $255 when people die.
Right.
Because we
right.
are the modal city, people don't realize is that, I put it to you like this, and I've said this a couple of times, is that most people rely on what they have at their job. Most jobs are not loyal to you. The contract changes. You have a different person that takes over, or they have different cutbacks. And my retirees, I really just want to talk to them because they're getting fooled by a lot of these post-claim insurance companies that's advertising no medical questions. By law, you have to ask medical questions. So if they don't do it when you're alive, they do it when you die. So they're looking at your medical records, and you see, well, why is it taking so long to bury such and such? Because they're waiting on the insurance money. They got to get the medical records. And if those companies see anything in those records that they deem that they would not approve, they're just going to send back the family the premium. And that's heartbreaking. Somebody that's paid all their life and they waste it because they thought that I'm just going to get something off of television. We're so prideful. We sometimes, I don't know, I hate to generalize, but we get prideful. Well, I don't need nobody that I got that taken care of. You got that taken care of when you was 25 with one child. You 36 with three children and a grandbaby on the way. And you have acquired a new debt, which is your mortgage. Do you have enough?
Right.
Have you switched it from that accidental policy to a whole life? Or have you switched it from a term policy that is good for 10 or 20 years? You're older now. It's time to make decisions that are permanent. So I think that's where the legacy comes in. Let's do something that we're having that conversation. Let's get something permanent now.
Mm-hmm. Renee, for those who are listening now and are want to respond, of course they can call you, but what would you say is one of the first things that they need to do to start to get on track? You know, a lot of people have their New Year's resolutions now. They want to get on track. What's something simple that they can do now to begin the process of turning that ship around like we talked about earlier?
Review your policies outside of work. Many of us are over the age of 25, so we remember 2008 through 2013. Where that a lot of companies either laid off or they changed things and the benefits changed at that point, or we lost our job and we have this high unemployment rate and the policies and the benefits that you have with that job you no longer have. So first of all, have something established on yourself and your family outside of work. That's the first thing I would say. And then have the conversation with the people in your house.
Great. And then also, how to contact you too. You know, you've been given a lot of good information now. We've had a lot of good discussions, but about, you know, reaching you, getting in contact with you, what can we do?
That telephone number is 313-769-8583. I've been in the insurance business, had my license since 2002. I'm considered, I tell folks, I'm either your auntie, depending on your age. I'm your niece that you sent to college and you're so proud of. I am your daughter or your sister, someone that you trust and you just have a question with. So it may not be with me. You just want somebody to look at what you have to make sure that you have the right thing for your life as you change. So that's 313-769-8583.
Great. This is National Detroit Weekly with Harold Sullivan, Michael Van Sewell, Pastor Shauna Taylor from Beacon Outreach Mission.
Of course, you know, National Detroit Weekly is issued every Wednesday at 6:30 p.m., but you can listen to it any time of the day or night on Blog Talk Radio. Just go to one of our Facebook pages. There's some other things we wanted to talk about, too, but we'll get to that shortly. But Pastor Taylor's here with – and thank you to the callers who are listening in. We see you on the screen here. Pastor Taylor, you've got some more supporters that you want to talk about.
And do you guys have anything that you want to say about what was just said, if so, you can speak.
Yeah. The phone lines, they're open. So your line is open. So you can go right ahead. You know, we know Harold Sullivan is there. But if you're listening in and you want to chime in, just go right ahead when we get back to our discussion.
Okay, we have American Standard and Roofing. Their phone number is 248-350-2323. And what they do, they're certified. They have a certified crew. They do free estimates. Financing is available. Gutters, skylights, siding, the finest, most durable material. Michigan's roofer. They even have a design center. So, again, their phone number is 248-350-2323.
And, Pastor Taylor, I want to let them know, too, that when you call American Standard Roofing, ask for Arnie, and let them know that you heard it here on National Detroit Weekly. They are Michigan's number one roofer, and our listeners love American Standard Roofing. I know that for a fact, okay? I know that because I've gotten calls from listeners before that have had their roofs put on by American Standard Roofing. They're located on Northwestern Highway in Southfield. But ask for Arnie. Let him know that you heard it right here on National Detroit Weekly. Hot Sam's. Hot Sam's, we are so excited that Hot Sam's has been a partner with the National Detroit.
Yeah, and we also excited to have been, you know, going down there. And Michael's been getting dressed up by them. You know, he's not wearing those same boring colors that he used to wear.
Well, that's that banker stuff, you know. I used to wear that drab, boring banker, black, gray, browns all these years. But I'm free now, and I'm liberated from the banking environment. Yeah, I am no longer a slave to the corporation, but now I can wear color.
Yes.
I can wear some styles now.
Socks.
I have some colorful socks, bow ties. Okay, I'm free. Okay, I'm free. And thanks to Tony Stovall and the team at Hot Sam's, you know, I stepped my game up. They took me to another level this year.
They're located on Monroe Street, and their inventory has arrived. Go downtown, get your cashmere coat, sweaters, jackets. They're all in. Of course, the suits are always available. And, you know, take your wardrobe to the next level, just like Michael did. You know, also, add some color to your life. Add some style to your life. Get you some colorful bow ties. You know, we have Black History Month coming up. You've got to get your wardrobe ready for Black History Month. Also, colorful shirts, business suits. They're open Monday through Saturday. Tell them you heard it on
National Detroit Weekly.
Custom tailoring for men and women. Hot Sam's address is 1921 Monroe Street. Take your clothing to the next. 127 Monroe Street.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
You can Google it.
Yes.
Yep.
It's a great way to turn that dollar over in the African American community as well. I was listening to something on NPR just yesterday, and they were saying how that dollar recirculates in various ethnic groups.
Yes.
In the Jewish community, the dollar recirculates up to like 8 days. In the Asian community, the dollar recirculates weeks in that community before it actually exits the community. You know how long it stays in the African American community? 6 hours.
How long?
Six hours.
Wow.
So that means you get your check. You know, you get your direct deposit. And the first thing you do is you go outside of the community to spend that money. And
now, Harold, I got another point with that, with that bank account. Most people that I run into now, they don't even have a bank account, so they can't go to the direct deposit. You mean they go to the check, cash, and plate?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Then they gonna spend it.
They go to the check, cash, and play.
Mm-hmm. What does someone not want to have a checking account? I'm puzzled. Or
I'm sorry,
driver's license. I see a lot of that out there too.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, lack of ID and all that.
No identity whatsoever.
Why would you not want to have a driver's license or a state ID at the very minimum, and a bank account of some sort?
Well, right now, a lot of people take it because they have a felony and they feel like they don't have to do anything to improve themselves. They feel like once they get a felony, they have no life. But, you know, that's a lie, because God gives everybody second chances. Oh, it's no excuse not to have identity. It's no excuse not to have good credit. It's no excuse not to have a savings account or a checking account. It's no excuse.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Michael. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying that I wanted to hear from, before we get back into some of our discussions with Renee and some of our other topics, I wanted to talk about African fashions and more in Oak Park, because they've been really supporting National Detroit Weekly, and they've been a part of us, and they have some big plans coming up, and we're going to share them with you, because they've got some fashion shows coming up, some tributes for Black History Month, and I just thought about that when you touched on that topic. But African Fashions and More is on 9 Mile Road in Oak Park, and they've got some real authentic African outfits, right, Pastor Taylor?
Yes, they do. As a matter of fact, my fiance can't wait to go there and buy me up some stuff. He even asked me when he was in Nigeria if I wanted something from Nigeria. I said, nah, I'd rather wait to get something from African Fashions and More. You know, Michael,
because
go there and get the real thing.
That's right. It's
authentic.
That's right. You know,
you
that's
know,
the word.
I could get some authentic, you know, wear.
Yep.
African Fashions, they have an event coming up in February. What date is that, Michael?
We're waiting on them to give us the details on it so we can bring it out. So we're waiting on getting that information.
Well, what church is that?
Greater Grace.
Yeah. So, you know, you got to come to Greater Grace in February for Black History Month and support African Fashions and More. The one thing that I love about African Fashions and More, they have a fashion designer on hand, on site. They do custom designs, all outfits and accessories. I mean, this beautiful woman of God, Renee Cunningham, you know, she have on this beautiful ensemble. I know that she want to go down there and check out African Fashions and More. You know, you don't even have to go online, but they do have an online store. They're right in Oak Park. You have direct contact with them. They have low prices. They're very reasonable. And, you know, they have a beautiful matching belt. They have scarves. They have hats. Do you know they'll make you a coat?
Oh, no. I love
that. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. They will make you a coat.
I am looking them up now on Facebook.
A pretty coat at that. I'm talking about a beautiful coat. Anything that you want, they can even put lining inside your coat,
girl.
Yes. Okay.
You'll need it because the snow is coming.
Yes. They have hair wraps, dresses, pants, and also they have stuff for prom.
Oh, I love it.
Okay. Yeah, stuff for prom. They have stuff for children, boys and girls. They have also they have Kofi hats.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, blazers.
Yes.
Long jackets. So you got to come on down to African Fashions and More. You don't want to miss it. The address is 8126 West 9 Mile Road in Oak Park. Their phone number is 248-951-2363.
Thank you, Pastor Taylor. You're listening to National Detroit Weekly. We're available every Wednesday at 6:30, but you can listen to it anytime on Blog Talk Radio. I'm here with Pastor Shauna Taylor from Beacon Outreach Mission, blogger Harold Sullivan. My name is Michael Van Sewell. We're here also with Renee Cunningham. We call her the Legacy Protector because she's trying to help protect your income and assets into retirement. Speaking about retirement, Donald Trump has selected Rex Tillerson of Exxon chairman to be our Secretary of State, and he just walked away with $180 million retirement package today on his way out the door to work for Donald Trump and the rest of the billionaires that work with him. Macy's, Harold, Macy's, I talked about Sears earlier, but Macy's released information today that they're closing 68 stores and cutting 10,000 employees nationwide. So there's some issues with retail in the United States. Okay, Megyn Kelly will probably be the biggest anchor at NBC later this year. She is the number two anchor at Fox right now. I think she's going to – I talked about being free and liberated earlier, but I think she's going to be able to have some real interesting points of view when she gets to say whatever she wants to say at NBC. What do you think, Harold?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, she is a very hot commodity. She was prior to the, running up to the conventions, both the Democratic and the Republican conventions. She is the, you said she's second in command over there at Fox, but, that's arguably a fact. Some of her to be the GOAT woman or the go-to person at Fox. She is an author and a lecturer in addition to being a broadcaster. So I see nothing but a very rosy future ahead for Megyn Kelly going forward.
Yes.
In terms of what they're going to do over there at Fox to replace her, that'd be interesting. I think that'd be the most interesting thing to see. And I wonder if Fox would be so bold as to go out on a limb and to select a black woman to hold down the spot that currently held by Megyn Kelly. That'd be very daring
yeah.
and bold on.
And that's missing. That's what's missing over at Fox, isn't it?
Yeah, a little color and a little bit of diversity.
Yeah.
But Fox has built its name on what it is that they are, and that is not being the most flexible of networks. So I don't know. I guess that'd be a stretch to maybe see somebody of our ilk fill in that chair. But I wish Megyn Kelly the best. I know that she'll do very well over at NBC. They try to be as progressive as possible over there. And I'm pretty sure that's going to put some pressure on CBS, too, to up their game. What NBC is doing is probably what Sears, Macy's have not done. That is to look futuristically down the road to see what the landscape is going to be like 5, 10, 15 years from now. I remember you said something earlier about Sears. Going into Sears is like going into a time warp.
A time warp. You're right. Just like Kmart.
Well, Sears and Kmart are one and the same, if I'm not mistaken. I'm pretty sure that
Yeah, that's true. It's the same company,
Same company. I remember as a child going to Sears with mom and dad. We used to do that like on Saturday morning sometime. Dad was going down to, get some gardening tools or something like that, or they were going to make a big box. I remember when they went down and got the bedrooms for them when I was a child. And oh man, that was the go-to thing. Saturday morning, going to Sears with the clothes. What was happening nowadays, man?
But don't it look the same now? It looks the same all these years later. When we walk in there now, it's just like it was when we were kids, right?
Have got to become updated. If they don't make a move soon, I believe Macy's has enough forethought to really kind of reinvent themselves. But if Sears doesn't do something soon, they're going to go. They're going to be like Blockbuster. Remember Blockbuster? That was a thing to do years ago. Friday nights, you go out with your date, select the movie and stuff, and bring it back home. You had 3 days to watch it, and everything was centered around Blockbuster. Nowadays, with Netflix and all this stuff.
Pastor Taylor said, what is Blockbuster?
I was making a joke. Because I haven't heard anything about Blockbuster in ages, so they're foreign to me now.
Yeah.
What is that? The red box office, you know, you go to the grocery store, you put a dollar in the machine, you got your movie. So you don't even got to go to the movie theater no more. I mean, only on the holidays, movies are packed.
Harold, after you tell her about Blockbuster, tell her about our Palm Pilots.
Wow, blackberries.
Right, right.
Yeah. Wait a minute, I still got blackberries.
No, your Franklin Planner, where that at? All those classes that I paid for. Franklin Covey, you need all my money back.
Now, Harold, now I know why I didn't get no birthday wishes on MySpace.
There's no MySpace at all.
Oh my God!
Oh wow!
Things are moving fast.
Oh
right.
Yeah! Oh yeah! And if you don't have a smart TV, you're out of business.
That is correct.
And Renee, that's why we got to keep up to date. Just like how we got to keep up to date, we got to keep up to date with our finances. And just imagine, because that's what happens with our finances. If we stop, if we don't keep up to date, we're gonna get left behind.
Exactly. And that's exactly what happens. I brought up the who moved my cheese. You remember the handwriting is on the wall? Change happens. They keep moving the cheese. Anticipate change. Get ready for the cheese to move. Monitor change. That's what we're missing out. We don't smell it often enough. We don't check it enough to see if it's getting old. Adapt to change quickly.
Yes.
I was in Mississippi and my uncle had a flip phone. I almost lost it. He said, I don't want the phone with all those gadgets on there.
Right.
Too much.
A flip phone?
He has a flip phone. I said, well, and it's not a free phone. He pays every month. We have to change. Move with the cheese.
My 15-year-old laughed when I mentioned the flip. I said, if you act up, I'm going to get you a flip phone. And he just laughed. And But for him, he's terrified at having a flip phone.
Oh, my God.
I told him one day I'm going to pull up to his school with a flip phone. And he said, don't come anywhere near. He don't want to even admit that he knows me with a flip phone. But that's what it's about, living in the past.
Yes.
We can't do it. Okay, but I know Pastor Taylor, you got one more note before we go off. Go ahead, Pastor Taylor.
Okay, so we're going to go off into Ocean Financial Strategy Group. And what we're going to do is we're going to talk about how we can help you open a bank account, how we can get you a secure credit card, how we can put you in touch with an insurance agent, investment rep,
like,
residential
like
lender, retirement specialist, and apply for a business loan. Mm-hmm. If you need any type of office space, dial 248-516-8300. And also, if you're interested in business consulting, give us a call. We will help you get you together for 2017. Also, I don't want to leave our friend hanging out. Dietrich LLC, an environmentally friendly tire removal and recycling business. Call Dietrich. That's D-E, then the space, T-R-E-A-D, for more information. Her name is Audra Carson. She's at 313-623-6460. You can expound on her just a little bit.
Well, you know, what she's doing, she's an entrepreneur, and she is trying to do two things, not only be in business, but also to be, it's a green company because she does things to help clean up this city. You know how many people dump trash in this town? And especially like tires. I saw on 11 o'clock news last night where somebody dumped 40 pounds of chicken, wrapped chicken, frozen chicken, and threw it into a back alley. And, you know, can you imagine once the rats and rodents and get to that and how when it goes bad and, you know, people have to stop using this. And usually it's businesses and people that drive in from somewhere else to dump here in this town. And I'm glad that Audra Carson is helping to clean up some of that blight, some of the tires that are thrown around, because it's difficult to get rid of a tire. And she will help recycle that and do it the right way, environmentally protected. So give Audra Carson a call and help her with what she's trying to do at 313-623-6460. Pastor Taylor, tell us something about Beacon Outreach Mission and what your plans are too to clean up this city.
Well, honestly, we actually have a GoFundMe page, and what we found out is people are not about helping people anymore. They're not about saving our community, saving our youth. They're not about making the environment better where there don't have to be homeless people on the streets, where can have a job. People can have, you know, assistance with finding a job. We also provide clothing for an interview. If someone's looking for a job and they don't have the proper attire for an interview, we also have people that can do haircuts, do your hair. We also have it where if you don't have anywhere to stay, we actually find you somewhere to stay while you're at our shelter. But we just asking people to donate so that we can get a building and actually allow people to live there. You know, not live there, but just stay there overnight, just until we're able to get you into a shelter or get you a referral with Section 8 or get you into an apartment. It's about getting a second chance. We don't care if you're a felon. We don't care if you had a bad divorce. We don't care. All we care about, or if you're a single mother with children, all we care about is making it better for you, making you feel better, not about what you've been through, but about your future now.
All right, you're listening to National Detroit Weekly with Harold Sullivan, Pastor Shauna Taylor. My name is Michael Van Tool. We're here with Renee Cunningham, the Legacy Protector. Harold, before I turn it back over to Renee, did you have any closing remarks?
Well, yeah. Actually, I did have some audio I wanted to play, but it's about 4 minutes long, and I know we're getting a little bit long in the program now, so I won't play it, but I will discuss it. And I was very surprised to find out that there are adjuncts professors out there at established universities that are living in poverty. Let me say that one more time. I came across a story about an adjunct professor, and her name is Dr. Wanda Evans Brewer, and she's been teaching for 20 years as a bachelor's degree, a master's degree, and a doctorate in education, and she's also living in poverty. And if you want to find out more about this story and how others in the professional ranks are now having to use extraordinary means to keep pace in society financially and whatever other ways, it is a sad commentary on the state of the American lifestyle and retirement, even those individuals who are now going into the retirement years only to have to work full time jobs. And I'm sure I'm pretty sure Ms. Cunningham can really expound upon that.
Yeah, go ahead, Renee.
I think the main point that we want to leave people with tonight is that time is run. Everything is happening so quick in this society. We want everything instant gratification with our food, and nobody wants to wait in line anymore. My mom was telling me a story about being at the water company, and nobody wants to wait in line, and everybody's trying to get ahead of each other itself. How do we train and teach a nation that's so used to be going at a fast pace that the most important thing in life is your family, that it's relationships that's going to get us where we need to go? And building those relationships takes time. And it takes time for you to sit down and get out of your face or your phone and talk to people and build a relationship with them so they understand that you're needed and you want it. And I just posted that regarding change and how change is one of the most constant things in life. But it also is going to take resilience and perseverance to achieve any goal that you have in your life. The things that we're talking about today may be foreign to some, and a lot of us know it. We know that we need life insurance. We know we need a bank account. We know we need to help the poor. That's our job. That's what we as people on this earth are here to help one another. we're one big puzzle together trying to fit. But to stop and figure out how do I make the most impact in life is up to each one of us this year to be charged to do. We got to take time to stop, write it down, write down the vision, make it plain, and tell somebody about it. And don't just tweet it, don't just Facebook it, don't just inbox me, don't just DM me. Call me, pick up the phone. Yes, or like me. I don't know if you really for me or not, like you talked about earlier about being friends. You don't know if you got 500 friends or not.
Yes.
Because if you really needed it, will they pick up the phone?
No.
How are we going to be able to change the next generation if we don't stop this foolishness now?
Yes.
And move on and take care of what's most important, which is the human race, and love one another.
Yeah, you know, Renee, you said something so important, that the relationships we're having now, whether it's on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook, these are not real relationships. This doesn't build trust, and you don't get to know people. These are not real relationships. We don't even know if that person is who they say they are. We don't even know this stuff is half the stuff on the internet. We can't even verify.
Right.
You know, so I think that's really important to say that, especially at the beginning of this year too, about being genuine and what is truly a friend. Friends care about people and, like you said, help and do things for other people. That's a true friend. And what we have now, when you can just click onto something and send a message, that's not really doing any heavy lifting, you know? That's not sacrifice. That's not really caring. You know, Carol, what do you think?
Oh, absolutely correct. I mean, we look at the numbers of individuals that are in our varying degrees of circles. But when it comes right down to it, I remember when I was a child, I used to, you know, come home and walk with people home from school, and I'd tell my dad, oh, Dad, this is my friend, you know, oh, and that's my friend over there, and that's another friend down the street there. And when we got together, he would tell me, he said, son, you know, I didn't want to share this in front of the people that you consider your friends. He said, but in all of your life, you will be very, very blessed and fortunate to have four, maybe five friends in your life.
I believe that.
Yes.
My grandma told me
I believe it.
My grandma told me to count them on one hand.
Four or five people. That's one hand all day long.
Yep, I believe it.
My grandma
believe that.
She still says that.
I think they're there for a reason, season, and a lifetime.
Yes, that's what I believe.
Yes, I believe that. Renee. I just wanted Renee to give out her contact information again, Harold.
Sure.
It's 313-769-8583. And I just want to let people know really my heart. I've been doing this since 2002. I've been working in the banks for almost 25 years. So it's not so much that I'm there for a sale. That's not the biggest part. I want to go to sleep at night. I want to be able to make a difference and impact you so that you can make a better difference for you and your family. So if you want someone just to talk to you about what you have, where you're trying to go, and get you there successfully, please just give me a call. It's about the legacy, and we got to protect it.
Yes, and that number again is 313-769-8583. Renee Cunningham, Director of Benefits, AIL. She's our legacy protector here at National Detroit Weekly. And we really appreciate the callers that listen in. We appreciate those who are tuning in after we record this, because we can you can access National Detroit Weekly on Blog Talk Radio. We want to thank all of our sponsors, including Renee Cunningham. We want to thank Pasco Tashman & Walker. That's my law firm. Attorney Cliff Pasco is the lead attorney. And that's who I call when I need an attorney. I call Attorney Cliff Pasco at Pasco Tashman Walker. I want to thank Arnie at American Standard Roofing. And let me tell you, listeners, Pastor Taylor and I and we go and visit our sponsors, and we go to their office or their store
or their event.
So this is not just something where we are here and talk about them. You know, we go and visit American Standard. We go over and visit Attorney Cliff Pascoe. So we do that. We go and visit Deacon Mowat at Avis Ford, award-winning Ford dealership on 12 Mile and Telegraph. And we appreciate them being a part. We go and visit Tony Stover at Hot Sam's at 127 Monroe Street, downtown Detroit. Been in Detroit since 1921. The store has been in Detroit since 1921. So we appreciate the partners that we have here at National Detroit Weekly. And we appreciate you, the listeners. And again, thank you for all those who have been sending birthday wishes, to me today on this January 4th. And we really appreciate you. We appreciate you, Renee Cunningham, our legacy protector.
Thank you
so much for sitting in and joining with us. You see why we like Blog Talk Radio and National Detroit Weekly. It's not as the tension of a broadcast radio.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about all the radio stations. I like internet because it's more relaxed. You can actually say what you want to say.
Yes.
There's no, not that I'm going to say something, but there's no censoring.
You had to tell me that.
What'd you say, Harold?
No filter.
Right, no filter. And so, I like that too, even though I'm not going to say anything, objectionable. But I like the relaxed atmosphere and of National Detroit Weekly and Blog Talk Radio. So we love Blog Talk Radio, and we love being on this network. And, Pastor Taylor, you wanted to say something. I know we've got about 60 seconds left.
We want you to be thankful, and we want you to be grateful, because tomorrow's our promise, and our life don't belong to us. You go through these tests, you go through these trials for a testimony. So you need to really focus and look at what you have. Look over your life and see what needs to be worked on, because you are the mirror of God's reflection. Have a blessed night tonight. If you need to call us for prayer, for counsel, for consultation, our number is 586-329-0199. We could definitely help you with any referral. But we look forward to meeting you again and speaking with you again next Wednesday. God bless.
I'm so glad you said that, Pastor Taylor, because we a lot of people did a lot of celebrating.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of people that need some real true help right now.
Yes.
And I'm glad you said that. God bless you. We'll see you next time right here on Blog Talk Radio, National Detroit Weekly. Thanks, Renee Cunningham.
Thanks.
Have an excellent evening.
God bless everyone.
God bless you. We love you.